This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Invincible.
We are, aren't we? Oh, is that the name of the song?
He said it 50 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Joe Moore. I don't know Joe, but I don't mind it.
First time I've heard it was right. Nice. Yeah.
It's invincible.
Love a bit of music.
That's what it was.
Exactly.
We've got guests. God, it's guests after guests, isn't it?
It's guests galore today, isn't it?
Be my guest. Now, I don't know if you are able to get along, but the last production that's Stage Art did was The Colour Purple.
Yeah, I wasn't able to see it.
Oh my lord.
I heard it was amazing.
It was amazing. They do amazing work. I say that they're in the room. but they bloody well do.
That's true.
And they've got their new one about to open. And from Stage Art, joining us now is Robbie and Ash. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Cool. Robbie, I'll begin with you because I believe you're directing Spring Awakening and you're one of the producers of Stage Art, aren't you?
That's right. Yeah, so I'm one of the executive producers. So I run it with Catherine Armstrong. And the great thing about that role is whenever we do a show that I want to direct, I can just do whatever I want to and everyone just has to sit there and let me do it.
Well, there's got to be, you're putting in all the bloody work. There has to be some sort of...
There has to be some reward, doesn't
it? I mean,
it?
Really? Why else do we do it?
Don't do it for any other reason.
Now, I want to know, though, Spring Awakening is not that well known if you're not in the musical circles, is it?
Look, it's a big cult show, so it is well known within its circles and
very well known.
Very, very well known within its circles, but probably not as mainstream as something like The Colour Purple was. Right. Thank you for your lovely comments on The Colour Purple earlier.
Gosh, it was amazing.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. But Spring Awakening, I think, is exceptional, as good if not better than The Colour Purple, and it explores so many deep topics that you don't actually understand what you've walked into once the show starts.
What is it about? I think would be the best.
So it's this amazing concept where it's set in 1890 in Germany, and it's based on all these kids that are around 14 or 15, and they look just like Ashley, who's sitting here next to me.
15, yes. 15. I look 15.
You do. You really do. And it's basically them trying to grow up in a world where they're completely shut down by society. They're not educated within the world. So they have no sex education. Of course, there's, no room for people with, mental illness or anything to be treated properly. Girls aren't taught about abortions and that sort of thing. And I mean, I've just mentioned a few topics there. And so obviously everything.
It's a fun
show. Yeah.
Bring the family.
Comedy festival.
Bring the kids. Bring a gin. You're going to need a drink.
I'm down with that.
But in saying that, I think with the show, it's really relatable for all types. Because if you are, a very literate kind of theatre goer, you're going to relate to the classical text that Frank Wedekind wrote. But if you're a kid off the street who listens to their iPod daily, I think the music is really easy to connect to because it is it's a pop folk.
That is so true. The music
rock,
in it. Yeah. I listen to it and I feel like I'm at a Mumford and Sons festival.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's pretty awesome.
And Ash, who was the ones? It was on Broadway because it was on Broadway, wasn't it?
Yeah, it opened about 11 years ago now, I think.
And in that original production, people may know it was...
It was Jonathan Groff who played the role of Melchior.
All right, that's your role?
Yes.
And Robbie, you're playing the role of Liam Michelle.
I'm playing Liam Michelle. Yeah. Well, actually, Ash does have Ash does have a pretty intense sex scene in the show.
Yeah.
We have been working on
it. We have.
Was it always in, or did you just write that one in?
No, it's not.
I will not do it unless there's a sex scene.
Ash just keeps telling me to stop coming over to his house to rehearse.
And is it a big sing then for you?
It is, but it's a really fun sing because, like I was saying, it's like a pop rock score. So it's not your traditional, music theatre, more legitimate type open sound. And that's what I love about it. Like, it's really cool to sing, and, you can be a little bit more dangerous with your voice, which is what I love. So
right.
That's a whole lot of fun.
I guess does danger after X amount of shows mean you've got to be
Absolutely. You've obviously got to be very vocally safe. Obviously, you know, longevity is important in our field, I think.
So, actually, character-wise, it's a bigger it's more vocally demanding than the singing, isn't it?
It's huge.
The emotional roller coaster your character goes through.
Massive.
Insane.
Nothing light about it, but yeah, it's fun. Like, I mean, as an actor, I think it's a gift to kind of delve into these really, you know, heavy kind of acts and... But we love it.
Yeah. Well, you're going to give us a number.
I am.
From it, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to sing a song that's called All That's Known. And it basically, this song introduces Melchior and it gives you a really good insight into, you know, how, I guess, excommunicated adults are from the youth in the society. And yeah, it's a really cool song. So
righto. Yeah. When you're ready.
Thank you. All that's known in history and science, overthrown at school, at home by blind men. You doubt them and soon they bark and hound you, till everything you say is just another bad about you. All they say is trust in what is written. Wars are made and somehow that is wisdom. Thought is suspect and money is their idol, and nothing is okay unless it's scripted in their Bible. But I know there's so much more to find just in looking through myself and not at them. Still I know to trust my own true mind and to say there's a way through this. On I go to wonder and to learning, name the stars and know their dark returning. I'm calling to know the world's true yearning, the hunger that a child feels for everything they're shown. You watch me, just watch me, I'm calling and one day all will know. Watch me, I'm calling. I'm calling, and one day all will know.
Wow, I love the fact that you are one of those sort of singers which we get in, you know, every now and again that just sits there and delivers that.
Oh, thank you.
I'd have to stand up and bust a gut to get that out. No, really, really great.
Thank you.
And I guess if you want to get along, what are our dates, Dean?
Well, it's from the 19th of May to the 4th of June. It's happening at Chapel Off Chapel, and you can get your tickets via stageart.com.au.
Now, I guess, is it ready to go now? Are we ready to, you know?
It is ready to go. We've actually been ready to go for about a week now, haven't we?
Wow.
We're just waiting for an audience.
That's not normal, is it?
No.
It's not normal, but for some reason, this cast that we've put together, they're just superb, and they've picked everything up so quickly and... We're ready.
And it looked bloody ready with the video that you just recently did as well.
Oh, thank you.
Where do we get more stage art information?
More stage art? Well, you can go to our website, of course, which is stageart.com.au. But the best thing to do is just head to Facebook and type in Stage Art Australia, follow us, and you will be inundated with awesome stage art info.
And that's got that video on there, hasn't it?
It's got that video, yeah.
I think it's never easy when you watch something like a video like that, but it bloody well leaps out at you, doesn't it?
Definitely. Yeah. And I think that's the thing that the show does as well. Like, it's really exciting walking into theatre and not knowing what to expect.
Mm.
And the show definitely does that. So.
Righto. Yeah. Well, we're going, aren't we?
Absolutely.
All righto. thank you both for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy.
Tune in next week to Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean for their very special Radiothon edition.
Hey, you're welcome.
With James Terry from theatrepeople.com.au, the absolutely fabulous Rhonda Birchmore, and a very special Royal Dalton reunion request hour from 6 till 7 p.m. with Glenn Dalton. You'd be mad not to.
Don't want rudeness.
Absolutely.
We will not tolerate rudeness.
We won't.
Mad Wednesday's Radiothon edition. Next week.
Mad Wednesday.
Woo! Joy 94.9. You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.